rise and fall. You say that I'm kinda difficult, but it's always someone else's fault. Got you wrapped around my finger, babe. You can count on me to misbehave. Prima donna girl, would you do anything for me? Buy a big diamond ring for me? Would you get down on your knees for me? Pop that pretty question right now, baby. Beauty queen on a silver screen, living life like I'm in a dream. I know I've got a big ego, I really don't know why it's such a big deal though. Someone else's fault. Got you wrapped around my finger, babe. You can count on me to misbehave. Prima donna girl, fill the void up with celluloid. Take a picture, I'm with the boys. Get what I want, cause I asked for it. Not because I'm really that deserving of it. You say that I'm kinda difficult, but it's always someone else's fault. Got you wrapped around my finger, babe. You can count on me to misbehave. Prima donna girl, yeah. All I ever wanted was the world. I can't help that I need it all. The prima donna life, the rise and fall. You say they are kinda difficult, but it's always someone else's fault. Got you wrapped around my finger, babe. You can count on me to misbehave. Prima donna girl.
As you become who you want to be on your journey. Life, we can do this thing. And that'll be on Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu.
Hello, 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 hello. Sorry about that. Little technical difficulties. Yeah, so hello. Welcome to Loose Lips. Sorry, that was a little weird. My mic was...
She forgot to hit the unmute button.
No, I hit the unmute button. You
forgot
saw
to fade
me.
It up. You forgot
no,
to fade
I didn't.
It up.
It was all the way up. Wasn't it?
It was
no.
all the way up?
was it not all the way up?
No, apparently not.
I'm a little delirious. Hugo in the studio right now. Our DJ Juice is in the studio right now.
Hello.
You're two. What are you doing? Come on, rookie. Wow. God, wow. We had a long day at work.
We did?
Yeah, we did.
I told you
it was
that one.
See? It's not working. It's not
third,
working.
It's the third one.
Say something.
Hello. See?
No, it's not.
The third one. Now you can actually hear me.
Listen to how echoed you sound.
That's how boss my voice
is. It's from over there, Hugo.
Yeah,
The mic is... All right, we're going to go on a commercial break really quick so we can figure this out. All right. Okay, welcome back. Sorry about that. We just had to figure some stuff out. You know, who was up before us? Who was up before me? The juice box. You guys turned off a mic. Juice box. But it's cool. All right, so I haven't been in the studio in a while because spring break, I had all that good stuff. But I'm back. You're welcome. I have a lot of stuff to talk about, kind of like some sex stuff, you know, no big deal. I have Hugo with me, or DJ Juice.
What up, what up?
Whatever. Everyone knows it's you anyway.
I know. My voice is a little distinctive, that's why.
Oh, yeah. So distinctive. And I have Jason Stefani, who will come in a little bit. You're good, Jason. You're going to come in a minute. So I have some gossip, I guess, to talk about. Something that is going to be awesome. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to go to the premiere of it. Tiger Woods. You know, Tiger Woods' deal with all of his little mistresses and stuff.
Yeah.
So three of the pro golfers' porn star mistresses, Devin James, Holly Sampson, and Jocelyn James, which Hugo knows all three of.
No, I only know two. I don't know the first one.
Okay, he knows two, which is, you know, that's 75%. That's still pretty high up there.
Yeah, I know.
They're teaming up for a new flick to exploit Tiger Woods. It's called Three Mistresses, Notorious Tales of the World's Greatest Golfer. So they're going to make a porno about their experiences with Tiger Woods.
Damn.
And the movie will revolve around an in-depth Q&A session complete with on-screen demonstrations of their experience with Tiger Woods.
My God.
I think that is going to be a great porn. I will watch that.
I would not watch that.
Why wouldn't you watch it?
Why would I not watch it? Why would I watch something that Tiger Woods is in? Well, not himself, but something about Tiger Woods. There's nothing about Tiger Woods that I like. I would pay to see.
You don't like Tiger Woods?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a golf person, and I really don't like care for golf.
Because he's a lady killer?
No, not because
you're a lady killer yourself.
That is not a true story.
That
Moving
is
on.
So
this,
true.
This isn't about me. This is about...
We'll get on to that later.
Exactly. No, I think it's kind of... I don't know. It's going to make the money. Like, regardless, it's going to make the money.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be paying for it.
Even though I don't want to see... It's like the Kim Kardashian sex tape. Even though no one really cared for Kim Kardashian, you were curious to find out what the tape was about.
I watched Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Yeah, exactly. Because you were curious because I'm like... And these stories are revolving around their intimacy or with their experiences with him. Of course, people are going to see what apparently happened. Although some of it being porno might be like a little like over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, they're going to make a killing with this.
I think they are.
Would you? Okay. If you were Tiger Woods, would you countersue or would you try to do something? I mean, there's really not much you can try to do.
I think can't he sue for them like using his name?
Yeah. They could, and also like defamation, like
yeah,
causes like I would sue back, personally.
I would sue.
Because I don't want my personal business to be out there.
If someone made a porno about me, yeah, I would sue.
Yeah, and I would... And if he were smart, he'd try to make some money off of it.
But at the same time, he had it coming to him. He did screw a bunch of porn stars. Mistake number one. Should have just done hookers.
I don't know. It's kind of the same. Okay.
They won't, you know, hookers don't ask, don't tell. That's what hookers do. Porn stars can do whatever.
But if they can make an extra buck, think about it. If there's a hooker out there and she can make and cash in basically on a porno that she can make based off of his life and she was in that porno, I think a girl would do it.
Moral of the story, do not cheat on your wife with hookers,
with sluts,
porn
in general.
Stars, whores.
Just sluts in general.
Exactly. Moral of the story. I mean, I guess he kind of deserves it. I don't like him because he did that. So I think he deserves it.
I can't hate him on him as a guy.
Yeah, because you do the same thing.
No, not because I do the same thing. No, because like, I don't know. I don't know their marriage personally, but I'm pretty sure, like, this guy, do you know how much pressure this guy has been under since he was a little boy?
Oh, so he needs to take all the pressure out by screwing a bunch of hookers.
He just needs to release all that, like, built-up frustration.
Yeah, with his wife, not with a bunch of sluts, period.
I'm not married, and I don't plan to get married anytime soon, but I think he needed to get something out of his system, whether it be like
you are not justifying him cheating on his wife with like 30 women. You were no, you're not allowed to do that.
I am allowed. It's my opinion.
I'm going to slap you.
It's my opinion.
I'm right next to you, and I can backhand you because my arms are long.
Block.
I could do it.
Block.
That is such BS. He needed to let some stress out, so he went to, you know, go
maybe
get a porn star.
Maybe his wife wasn't, like, doing it properly.
That's because they had a child together. She was doing all the work at home.
He was bringing in the money.
Yeah, ain't but she's taking care of their child. She's taking care of their child.
You know how stressful it is to be, like, Tiger
Woods? Do you know how much work a baby is? Do you know how much work a baby is?
Do you know how much this dude had gotten marketed? Like, this guy was the... Okay, before this whole scandal, let's just reiterate. Backtrack.
He can make money pooping. He can make money breathing. He's set for his life.
But he had an image to uphold. That's the thing. His image...
Yeah, he did really well upholding it, didn't he? No, he didn't. He
had an image.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh, my
Here.
God.
Everything in the media is based off of image. His image before everything came out was the fact that he was that nice guy. He was a good guy.
Yeah, and why couldn't he uphold that?
Because that's an image. Your image in the public eye has nothing to do with your personal life. Like, for example,
okay, so
if you have a tumultuous relationship with your girl or your man, like, that'd be in the your own personal stuff. Like, your personal life is your personal life. What the media gets from you and what people see is an image.
Yeah, but cheating is cheating.
Cheating is cheating. But every person does it. The only people
every person cheats?
Most people cheat.
Bullshit.
Most people cheat.
No.
Most people cheat.
No, they do not.
Men and women. I'm not saying more towards the other.
You. Oh my God. No. Not everybody cheats. People. There's good people out there. There's a lot of good people out there.
I said most people. I didn't say everyone.
True.
I didn't say everyone.
I'd say like 20%.
If that were the case, there wouldn't be like, what's the divorce rate now because of cheating?
I don't know. What is it, Hugo?
It's above 50%.
No,
I can tell you that much.
No, it's not.
Okay, Kobe Bryant, what'd he do? He cheated on his wife. Example.
Yeah.
There's been, how many other people have you heard in the news that cheated? Ashton Kutcher cheated.
Yeah.
Apparently now with Rihanna. He was also hooking up with Rihanna apparently now too.
No, he didn't cheat on. I was actually going to talk about that. He didn't cheat on with Rihanna, but they are reported to be like seeing each other. She left his house at 4 a.m.
That's called a booty call.
Well, Rihanna does have a big booty. Mm-hmm.
And we'll get
into
that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about asses later with Hugo because that's his obsession.
I like
anyway,
booty.
Anyway, no, I'm going back to this cheating thing.
Okay, back to cheating.
Cheating is no. Let me.
It's wrong. Don't get me wrong.
All right. Let me say my little spiel. So Tiger, it's okay for Tiger Woods to cheat because he brings in a lot of money and because he's been the good guy for so long. It's okay for him to ruin that reputation and cheat with a bunch of porn stars on his beautiful wife. Might I say, she is gorgeous.
We all have our opinions. I don't think she's that.
She is gorgeous, and. Did it to his not only his wife but his family. He had a child with her, and that is completely on him. She did nothing to ruin that relationship.
How do you know that? Hold on. How do you know that she didn't do anything wrong? How do you know that?
Because he cheated with 20 porn stars.
There's a reason. Hold on. There's a reason why somebody cheats. There's a reason why somebody cheats.
It's probably because she wasn't fulfilled. Having sex with him every night. Okay, big deal.
It wasn't
That's what
sex.
Happens when you're in a marriage. You don't have sex every night. You have to take care of your kids. You have a billion other things to do.
I know.
He was probably on tour a lot, doing his golfing tours and tournaments and shit.
Who knows
and
where his club is going?
And these whores are throwing themselves at him, and he's saying, okay, whatever. But while his wife's sitting at home taking care of his kid.
Okay, let me just say, you don't know if she, I don't even know if she did anything. I'm just giving a circumstance. Maybe there was some, because their personal life is their personal life. You don't want to, like, air
their
whole thing.
No, their personal life is definitely public.
Now it's public.
Yeah, and she did nothing wrong. Have you heard anything bad about her? Any negativity about Tiger Woods' wife?
Maybe that's the image they're trying to portray.
Oh, that's what they were trying to do to Tiger Woods, but that all went to shit, didn't it? Just type in Tiger Woods' wife.
I got shorted, Jason.
Do you think she's hot? She's a model, I think, right? Yeah. She's hot. Oh, are you kidding me?
She's not my type.
Okay, your type is like Latina salsa dancers.
Do you think she's hot, Jason?
That's not a good picture.
Better? Okay, let me show
you. Jason would bang her. That's what he just said.
You would bang her? Eh. He said, eh.
Okay, look at that picture. Get a better picture. Look at that one, Jason. Yeah. What would you do to that body? What would you do to those boobs? Yeah. You would motorboat those, wouldn't you?
That was probably before she got pregnant.
Yeah, Jason said he would motorboat them.
Yeah, but see, his first was, eh. That's Photoshop.
By the way, the opinions
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jason's a good guy.
He's just good on the radio, right?
Okay, no, I'm just saying. I don't know. But, okay, back to this porno thing.
Porno, which one? Are we talking about
Woods'
porno?
The Tiger Woods
porno. Yeah, I'll watch it.
You'll watch it.
Yeah.
Once it goes up online.
Yeah, I want to see what kind of sex moves he did.
You know, probably not, like, out of this world.
I don't know.
I wonder, you know what most people, I wonder?
His name is Tiger.
I think most people watch
his Woods.
That's a great porn star name, actually.
Is,
Tiger Wood.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
Yeah, beast in bed. That's what it translates to.
Oh my God.
Tiger Wood. Wow.
Tiger Wood. Yeah, that's a great porn star name, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I would never think of a porn star name like that, but that's actually kind of clever. All right. Anyways, I don't think he's doing anything bizarre. I think it's just the fact that people want to see what he did with these women. Do you think he was a freak? Maybe he's a freak.
That's why I'm going to watch it. I want to see what he did.
That's the only reason why people want to watch it is because he's a freak.
Yeah. I was putting the magazine perfume on my neck.
Because she just went to the gym.
I smell kind of stinky. Okay. We're just going to play the rest of this song out. And then we're going to get Jason on the show. We're going to talk about some very interesting stuff. Correct, Jason? Jason is the best. Your mic is not on, Jason. I'll get you on in a little bit. All right. So we will be back with my man Jason and Hugo. We're going to talk about the dirty stuff. Yeah, I know you guys all like that. All right.
Booty.
Yeah, booty. All right. We'll be right back. This is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky.
Sail!
Okay, all right. Welcome back. Whoa, this is weird. Okay, can you hear me? Jason, can you hear me? Talking to your mic.
Hello?
Go ahead, you're good.
Hello?
Hello, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
I am great, how are you?
I'm good. Have you been?
I've been fabulous, thank you for asking.
You're very welcome.
So what's been up with Jason? I remember, you know, what happened? I miss you doing your show and everything.
Oh yeah, Funk It Up with Dr. J.
Funk It Up.
That it's currently on hiatus. So hopefully I'll return again with some more
funky jams.
Some more awesome rock and roll music.
Hell yeah.
Some
all right.
Kick ass music.
Kick ass. Word. Okay. So right now I have the good guy, Jason Stefani, on the show.
Oh, here we go.
And then I have Hugo, who I have gotten to know very yes. well over the past semester.
Yeah, no, we've grown closer.
And he's a little man whore. Just going to... Oh, not Hugo. DJ
Juice. Oh, my... Huge way. It's out there. Okay.
So DJ Juice is a little man whore.
No.
He just knows his stuff. Let's just put it that way. Not a man whore. You know your stuff.
I know my way around the conversation with the woman.
Yes,
we can just phrase it that way.
So I'm going to ask you guys a couple of questions about women. Okay? How does that sound, Jason?
Sure.
Yeah? All right,
Jason,
all right.
Let's take this thing.
Jason's always ready for anything. Okay. So first question. These are kind of scenarios from girls.
Okay.
All right. Here's one. My boyfriend cleaned his closet, but he kept mementos from his past relationships. I'm uncomfortable with it. Is he still hung up on those women?
Yeah.
You would say so?
Yeah.
So if you're keeping stuff from your ex, you're still hung up on her?
I think anyone that keeps anything from their ex, unless, hold on, what were these things? Like, if it was like a rock and jewelry, I'd keep it too. Like, if it were jewelry or like a nice clothing, but it was like some like letters or.
Yeah, if it was like.
Like pictures?
If it was like small possessions. You know, that she might have given him like a flannel or something.
Okay.
But say it was like a love letter or like old pictures.
I would think old pictures. I would say for the most part, yeah, they have something for him.
Yeah.
Just put that stuff in the attic if you ask me.
I think I would personally burn it.
If it's in his closet, I think it might still have some feelings. Because, I mean, it's kind of like a storage space. But it's still within his room. Like, it's still his personal space.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, like Jason said, if he moved it to his attic, he might just want to keep it, but he's not. He's kind of like, let it go. But if it's still in his room, I would say he still has something for her.
Okay. All right. Do you agree, Jason?
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit? All right. Next question.
All right.
I caught my guy chatting with porn stars on a sex forum.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not cheating, but am I wrong for being upset about this? Absolutely not. I would be upset. If I saw my boyfriend chatting with porn stars, Tiger Woods all over again. Tiger Woods part two. Yes, I would be upset. What do you think? Do you think a girl should be upset over that?
Okay, one part of me says yes, she wants to be upset. But the other part of me is just like, why hate on the guy?
What do you think, Jason?
I kind of agree with Hugo. Yes and no. I mean... Technically, you're right. It's technically not cheating. I mean,
they're not physically touching each other.
Exactly. I mean, you're just on a
they're
on
cyberly a touching each other.
They're cyber dirty talking, I guess you could say. But
they're,
I mean,
they're
this is
cyber
exactly
sexing.
What James Cameron was trying to tell us when he made the Terminator movies. I mean, the machines are starting to take over. I mean, how can you machine touch someone?
So do you think it's cheating, Jason?
No, I mean, you're just chatting. I mean, let's say I have a girlfriend. I'm talking to you right now, and you're a girl.
Yeah.
I'm not cheating on her.
Okay, but
I am
all right.
single, so.
Okay, Jason, say you and I were dating, right?
Okay. I wouldn't mind dating you.
Okay, say we were dating, right? And I was on a website talking to a bunch of dudes. And we were talking about sex. Would you be mad at me?
Maybe a little, but I would probably just let it go, you know.
Now put that into a girl's mind. If a guy is a little upset over it, think about what a girl would think.
I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but let me tell you, I've had experience with that, and a girl's mind can be a very twisted and dark place. Trust me.
I would agree. I would have to agree.
A girl is like a beautiful puzzle with missing pieces.
Oh. A lot of missing pieces.
Oh, Jason, have you had some bad times with women?
Well,
spill it out. Spill it out.
Air it out.
We're in a safe place right now.
I tried asking a girl out once, and let me tell you, I think she was trying to avoid saying no.
Okay, why can't can I just hit on that? You know, that's really messed up.
Yeah, why can't they say no?
Is it that
bad? Be honest.
Because it's hard for a girl to say no to someone when, you know, they really they like the guy. Like
they don't like him, obviously.
Hugo's or DJ Juice, whatever. Say you were to ask me out, okay. Which you never would because I'm not your type. But say you were to ask me
out.
And
you're like 5-6 inches taller than me.
Yeah. Say you were to ask me out. You're one of my good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have the heart to say no to you. I would just kind of avoid it. You know what I'm saying? What?
Yeah. Wait, is this a person you've been friends with for a while?
Wait, who, me? No, I actually met her in college.
No, I know. Were you friends first and then you asked her out? Or did you ask her out after less than a few months of knowing her?
I knew her for a little while, but I mean, I didn't know her for a very long time.
Okay.
We barely saw each other. I mean, we only had one or two classes together.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe just...
It's a hard situation for boys and girls. I know it takes a lot of balls to go up to a girl and ask her out. Mm-hmm. But it's equally as hard for a girl to say no, because it sucks. Like, I mean, there can be some bitches out there who just say no, but it's hard when...
I wouldn't consider them bitches or bitchy in that sense. I would just consider them someone who's upfront. At least they told me upfront and were straightforward with it. There's way of saying it. There's I'm flattered, but I'm not interested in you in that way. That's fine. But if a girl just goes straight up no, then that's just rude.
I actually have a story from this past week. I was working. I work at a bakery. And this guy came in with a cowboy hat and he was from Texas. And he was chatting me up. He ordered a bunch of stuff. And, we were just talking.
Yeah, yeah, just having a conversation.
And it was cool.
Customer service.
Yeah, there was no one in the shop, and I was kind of bored. And but I was getting close to closing, so I was you got to leave. I'm about to close. And he was like, you know what? I'd really like to take you out tonight, blah, blah, blah. And I was
what a southern gentleman. Look at him.
And I was that's nice of you, but I'm sorry I can't.
Well, you have a viable excuse, though.
Well, I was just, I was I can't. I'm sorry. And he was, I felt really bad.
Yeah.
But
was he a nice guy?
He was a nice guy, but he was cool about it. He was like, oh, I'm glad that I asked you and all this stuff. And I was like, all right. I was like, stop on by whenever you want,
But see, it's cool. That way it's much nicer than just being did this girl just straight up diss you and go no?
No. She tried, how should I say this? Working her way around saying no, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Oh, you're a really cool guy.
Yeah. And also, she mentioned that her cell phone coverage plan was you wouldn't be able to call me exactly even if we exchanged numbers. You see, my parents recently switched me back just to the family plan and not the whole real deal. So
wow, what a lying whore!
I know. See, why that's so messed up.
She should have just said no.
I'm not going to disclose any names, but I just hope to God she's not listening right now.
She's
that's
probably
fine.
Not.
That's not. That's
if
fine.
You are, you're a horrible person.
I know, right? Okay, next question.
Next question. Okay, my boyfriend doesn't compliment me very often. He's thoughtful in other ways, but I want to hear nice things too. Oh, what should I do? God. Girls always want to hear, nice things sometimes.
You're too needy.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
You are hot.
I know.
Thank you.
not.
From a girl's point of view,
I think that saying a couple things oh, you look really pretty right now, or every once in a while. I'm not saying every time you see me be you're so gorgeous, you're smiling.
Wouldn't they get annoying?
Because one, it would get annoying, and two, I would just stop believing him. because it's said so often.
Okay.
Because when you say something like that, it's nice to hear it just like once in a while because it means more when they say it once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's my view on it. I think guys should compliment girls. Not often, but just enough. You know, if a girl's having a bad day.
I think you should, as coming from my point of view, because I've gotten a lot of people tell me, like, women tell me, like, oh, like, you don't say it. You just don't say anything. I'm like, you don't have to say it as much as show it. Like, yeah. I don't have to tell you, like, you're constantly, like, beautiful, beautiful. There's a reason why I'm still around,
yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
And secondly, if I'm doing small, like, things, like, if I'm thoughtful with what I want to do with you, like, even if it is, like, hey, let's just, like, let's park here and let's walk the whole block and just kind of, like, be stupid. Like, go in a store and just kind of pick something out, like, just something fun.
Yeah,
like, something
yeah.
fun, creative, out of the norm.
Yeah.
Then I think actions speak louder than what I would say to you.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. But girls just have to hear it. And I can understand that.
Yeah. I mean, girls love hearing it. And then I know that I do this. I try not to, but I know that I do. I don't take compliments well. And so when I do get a compliment, I'm like, oh, shut up. Or like, stop. Like, don't say that.
I don't mind them at all, ladies. Please keep them coming.
Whatever. Juice. No,
but it's true. I have given a girl like a comment. I thought like, I was like, I think personally, like, you're really like, you know, you the bomb.
Yeah.
Like,
do you think when a girl like kind of disregards the compliment or goes like, oh, stop, or like doesn't really accept it, do you think that's kind of a turnoff?
I think it's just her kind of like being, I don't know, it's either her being like subtle about it, like, oh, like, don't, like, stop, don't say, because personally, even as like a dude, I'm pretty sure as dudes, well, some guys, because you know how some people like take it and they're like, oh my god, I know, like, you know that.
Yeah.
But I feel like personally, like, I don't like being told like I'm like,
yeah, I don't like being, I'm not
like it, yeah. I think you're super hot, or I think you're like gorgeous, or I think you're super cute, like, I like, it's a nice compliment, but you just don't know how to react to it, type of thing, because you want to get it commonly.
Yeah I think it's nice hearing it every once in a while, but not often. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, don't compliment a girl too often, just do it every once in a while.
How often would you compliment a girl?
I don't know,
once a week,
sure. Or if we're about to go to a fancy restaurant, I could be like, you look wonderful tonight.
Aw, what's the best compliment you could think of?
It's kind of corny, but somebody call heaven because I think an angel's gone missing.
Aw, you're such a sweetheart. That's Jason. So nice. God, how do you not get a bunch of ladies at Dominican?
I have no freaking idea.
They're very picky.
You got some good lines, though.
Yeah, they are picky. But
girls are picky. Trust me.
I know.
And we just heard it from a female that they're picky.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
I would know. I mean, I'm picky.
But here's the thing: you got to realize, as a girl, you're not gonna get the complete package in one dude.
Well, yeah, I know.
You got to give certain things up to get something else. Like, I think that's how you kind of weigh it. Like, even as a guy, like, I have an idea. Like, those pictures I show you of those women on Chive, I think they're bomb. But like, you can't expect every girl to be fully stacked that way. Like,
yeah,
have, like, in a guy's mind, she can't have, like, an hourglass shape, a nice butt, good-sized breasts, a very pretty face. Because you don't get that all in one.
Yeah, I think that's what kind of throws a lot of people off when they're trying to find, like, that person.
Yeah.
I know I'm no Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber or Tom Cruise, okay? But I try.
No.
I try.
I think you're personable. That's what it is. Your personality.
You'll find someone, Jason. Don't even worry. You're a great guy. You'll find someone. That's coming from me.
And she didn't compliment a lot.
I don't compliment a lot. I'm not a big complimenter. So that's for you, Jason.
Show.
Okay. We're going to go to a break really quick. And then we're going to come back and play our little game where I ask both of the boys questions about things that happen in between the sheets.
Yes.
No. And we're gonna see how normal they are compared to the rest of the male population.
Oh, shoot.
We're gonna see how normal they are. I guarantee Jason is more normal than Hugo.
Oh my god.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky. Okay, welcome back. So here is our most exciting part of the show. I get to ask people about sex things. Woo! So excited, right? Aren't you excited, Jason?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the enthusiasm. All right, Hugo, or DJ Juice.
Yes, sir.
All right, so, you know, I every month I have to get, quote unquote, the Bible. Okay.
Is it that time of month?
No.
You said every month I get that Bible.
Shut up. I'm talking about Cosmopolitan. So Cosmo, one of my favorite magazines because it talks about everything that I like to talk about. So I'm going to do, well, there's a poll, like a questionnaire kind of thing in the magazine. And Cosmo pulled more than 1,000 men to find out exactly what it takes to flip their switches. So I'm going to talk about some, you know, kind of outrageous questions or some more common ones. And we're going to figure out if Jason and Hugo relate to the higher population or poll of these men.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah? Jason, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hold on. I need to put on some, like, some sex music or something. I'll just put this on the back. Yeah, this is nice. Okay. Maybe some party music. Okay. First question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
In an ideal world, how often would you have sex? Wait. A, a few times a week. B, every day. C, more than once a day.
More than once.
What?
More than once.
More than once a day?
When you wake up and when you go back to sleep.
Okay. Hugo said more than once a day. Jason, what about you? What would your...
Probably a few times a week, but hey, I wouldn't mind having it when I wake up and before I go to bed.
So yours is a few times a week and Hugo's is more than once a day? Mm-hmm. Jason is more normal than Hugo is. The most popular answer with 46% was a few times a week. 14% was more than once a day. Like I said at the beginning of the show, man whore.
What? No such thing.
Man, right. Just like sex. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, here's the next one. In an ideal world, how long would foreplay last? A, 10 to 15 minutes. B, 5 to 10 minutes. C, 15 to 20 minutes. Wait a
minute. What's foreplay?
Like blowjobs. Yeah, I saw your eyebrows raise.
Like flicking the bean. Her bean.
I hate that expression.
Wait, hold on. I can't even answer this because I go based off of the girl. Like, because some girls really like foreplay and some don't.
Okay, so what was the longest amount of time again?
15 to 20 minutes. It went 10 to 15, 5 to 10, or 15 to 20.
Yeah, for me, 15 to 20, because it gives me something to get excited about.
All right, okay.
What was the first one?
10 to 15.
First one's 10 to 15. What's the second one?
5 to 10.
I would say 10 to 15.
Yours was the top answer, Hugo, with 32%. Yours was the lowest answer, Jason, with 19%. Yours was 15 to 20. That's a long time. That's a long time.
You can't, yeah.
That's a long time for some foreplay.
No, her teapot don't take that long to kettle.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. Let's see. Outside of the bedroom, this is the third question. Outside of the bedroom, where in the house is your favorite place to get down? A, the couch. B, the shower. 3, in front of the bathroom mirror. 4, on the kitchen counter, or 5, on the floor.
I'm kind of tied between the couch and the shower.
What about you?
Repeat those again.
Couch, shower, in front of the bathroom mirror, kitchen counter, floor.
Kitchen counter and in front of the bathroom mirror.
Those are yours?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yours were the least, Hugo.
Ah, damn.
And Jason, with your couch and shower, those were the most. 38% was the highest, and that was on the couch.
What?
Yeah. I like to caress my woman's awesome boobage with thick, soapy suds of soapiness.
That was funny.
Bada boing.
Oh, boy. All right. Choose the type of sex you prefer. A, slow and passionate. B, fast and aggressive.
Freaking A. It depends on the girl again.
A little bit of both.
Which one would you prefer?
We have to pick one.
Yes.
Damn it.
Sensual or...
No, slow and passionate or fast and aggressive.
Depends on the girl.
Yeah, it depends on
what's
the girl.
What's your favorite kind?
My favorite kind?
Yes.
Yeah, it depends on the girl. If she a freak, then we got to go hard.
Okay, you're choosing fast and aggressive? Your favorite. What's your favorite? This is your perspective.
No. Okay, no. Wait a minute. Yeah, probably because of my personality. I'm kind of aggressive.
Okay. So, and yours, Jason?
This is a freaking hard one. I mean, Hugo's right. Or DJ Juice is right. I mean, damn it, now you have me doing it. I mean, it depends on the girl. I mean, if she's freaky, I'll go fast. If she's passionate, I'll go slow. But if I have to only pick one, I'll go with slow and passionate.
Well, Jason, I'm not surprised, but you picked the top answer. Slow and passionate was the top answer for the men with 63%. Mm. Fast and aggressive, not so much.
I know. Like I said, depends on the girl.
What's the hottest thing a girl can wear to bed? A, boy shorts and a tank top. B, a silky negligee. C, nothing at all. D, sweatpants and a t-shirt.
I'm stuck between the negligee and nothing at all.
Okay, what about you, Hugo?
Nothing at all and what was the other one? The very first one, tank top.
Boy shorts and a tank top?
Yeah.
Okay, well, boy shorts was top with 40%, and nothing at all was 34%, and then the sexy negligee was 22%, sweatpants and t-shirt was 4%.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. What's the hottest thing a girl can wear before she, quote unquote, seduces you?
Okay.
A, skinny jeans with a breasty top. B, lingerie. C, a sexy little black dress.
Sexy little black dress.
I'm stuck between the lingerie and the sexy little black dress.
Which one is it, Jason?
Lingerie.
The top answer was a sexy little black dress.
Yeah.
With 32%, and the next one was lingerie with 24%.
See, it's sexy.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think that...
It's like, how would you prefer your men? Like, would you prefer him in, like, something kind of like shorts and a shirt? Or, like, if you guys went out, like, a button-up with a wife beater underneath and some slacks?
I think what's really sexy on guys is, like some Levi jeans, some Vans, and a cute shirt. Like, or, like, a V-neck.
Oh,
a V-neck kind of shirt, like a sweater or, I don't know, you know?
Hell, I can do that!
You can do that?
Hey, sure. You want to borrow my gear? Because I got Levi's and Vans on right now.
Oh, look at me. I'm just head over heels for Hugo.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. How long do you expect to wait before having sex with a new girl you've just started seeing? A, 3 dates. 2, 5 dates or more. C, 2 dates. Wait, did I say that already?
Yeah, you said that already. That was A.
Wait, A, 3 dates. B, 5 dates or more. C, 2 dates. D, 4 dates. E, 1 date.
Oh, damn.
The first one was 3 dates, right?
Yes.
I'm going to go with 3 dates.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 2.
2? 3 dates was the top with 45%. 2 dates was 12%. Mm. I think that it should be at least 3 dates.
Same here.
He was a man whore. It depends on the
girl.
Would
you sleep with a woman on a first date?
Would I?
Yes.
No, because if you take a woman out on a first date, that means you want to get to know them. See, there's girls you mess around with and have fun,
mm-hmm.
called one night stands, and then there's girls that you actually take the time to like.
But what if, what if she was willing to give it up on the first date?
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Jason, what about you?
I wouldn't mind either.
Of course you wouldn't. You guys are men. How often do you watch porn?
Okay.
A, at least once a week. B, several times a month. C, rarely or never. Or D, at least once a day.
God, not once a day.
C, rarely or never for me.
Aw, Jason.
What were the other two?
At least once a week, several times a month, at least once a day.
Twice? What's several, like two?
Several times a month?
Yeah. Probably several times a month.
It's probably like 3 or 4.
Okay.
The top answer was at least once a week with 46%.
Okay.
And then the next one was several times a month with 15%.
But if you add them up, technically, if it's once a week, they'd be several times a month.
How do you feel about watching porn with a girlfriend or wife?
How would I feel watching?
A, I love it. B, I'm not crazy about it.
I'm not too crazy about it.
Why?
Because it seems like it's something more like, I want to try those moves. And before she watches the moves on porn, I got to try them out first.
What do you think, Jason? Would you want to watch porn with your girlfriend or wife?
Maybe not, unless she wanted to watch it, but I wouldn't bring it up.
So if she was like, hey, you want to watch some porn? Would you be cool with that?
Sure. Sure.
If it turns her on and gets us to get in our business, then yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because you know how some girls get turned on by watching something sexual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is a very controversial question. It's kind of gross, but it's, I feel like I've heard about a lot of different answers to this. It's a little gross. Would you have sex with a woman when she's on her period?
No.
No?
Hell no.
What about you, Jason?
Might not be the best idea.
That's weird because 62% said yes.
No.
38 said no.
I'm taking that whole week off to not see you. So that way you don't have to
see you?
So that way you don't get like those like hissy fits with me.
Oh God.
Because let's not lie. You know me, Mary Kay. Like if you're a week and I said something foul like this week, like today, watching the chive things, imagine that, but a girl on it. No, no thank you.
And I don't want to get menstrual blood on Jason Jr.
Oh my God. Jason Jr., that is a great name for your penis. That is
hella funny.
Would you ever want to participate in a threesome? Yes, and I haven't done it yet. No, and I've never done it. Yes, and I've done it before. No, and I've done it before.
A was yes, but I've never done it before, right?
Yes.
Then I'm going with A, yes, but I've never done it before.
What about you, Juice?
I've never done it, but I don't even, like, I think it's a great idea. But I feel like the guy would get left out. Like, if you do two girls and one dude, like, the dude is going to be left out. Just pick it up.
Is it on? Now it's six. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Medusa.
Medusa, hi, how are you?
Hi, I want to know how big Jason Jr. is.
Jason, did you hear that?
Yes, I did, and that is confidential information. I apologize. It doesn't have to do with how big or how small it is, but
the performance.
I don't feel very comfortable talking about.
Should ask him for a number so you can talk about it in person.
Wait, she is?
Come on.
Here's a question for me to you guys. Do you guys get embarrassed about the size? Do you think girls judge you by the size?
Sometimes, yeah. All I can say is it's average size. There, end of
it's
story.
It's average? Yeah. Average hard or average soft? Goodbye. Was that too much? Is that too much of a question for you?
Yeah.
All right. You know, that's just what this show's for. What do you, Hugo, do you think about it a lot when you're having sex? Like, oh, I wonder what she's thinking about my size.
I personally don't think about it. It'd be weird. It'd be kind of like a girl, like, wondering if a guy's, like, judging her on her breast size.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of the same thing. Like,
do you guys judge girls on their breast size?
I'm an ass man, so I really don't care. But, I mean, you still can't have, like, you got to have something where I can, like, play with a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Up top. Uh-huh. You don't have to have the biggest rack.
That's good.
I would say no.
No?
I don't think so. I think it's more of, like, what you can bring.
Mm-hmm.
More so than what you bring to the table while you're doing it.
It's more about the performance than the actual size, right?
I don't know. I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a girl. I've never had anything stuck in there like that, so.
You're right. I hope so. What's the hottest character for a girl to dress up as? A, schoolgirl. B, secretary. C, nurse. Or D, teacher.
All right, what did you say? Those are all pretty tempting.
Schoolgirl, secretary, nurse, teacher.
I would say Teacher.
Teacher?
Teacher and secretary almost like the same outfit, kind of.
Yeah.
Secretary, actually. I guess. I'll go with secretary.
Secretary. What about you, Jason?
Like Hugo said, all of them are pretty tempting, but I'm caught between a schoolgirl and nurse.
I think schoolgirl would be pretty hot, right?
Yeah.
Some thigh high, like some thigh high stockings with some heels, a little little short skirt, and like a little button up top. You know, tied up top. Yeah. Does that sound good, Jason?
Sure.
I'm sure it does. Okay. Next question. Would you ever want to do role play?
Yes. Sure. And I'm open to anything.
And what kind of role play would you want to do? Like, you know, the teacher and the student?
Sure, the teacher and the student. Sure, that could be fun. Or the nurse and the patient.
Nurse and the patient.
Or the teacher and the school girl.
Teacher and school girl?
Yeah. Yes, you have been very naughty. I guess I am going to have to teach you a lesson.
Oh, wow. You've thought about this often, haven't you?
No, I have not. That was impromptu. Impromptu. Yeah. Yes, it was impromptu.
I think the nurse and the patient would be pretty hot.
Yeah, I think it would, actually.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, since Juice is currently out of this conversation, Jason, I think that you won this whole little contest that I was having. Not contest, but this little questionnaire about who's more normal in between the sheets. I would have to say you over DJ Juice.
Seriously?
Yes. I mean, DJ Juice is a man whore, but I could tell you're a good guy. Right?
Yeah. One more question. I don't know who that woman was, but does that Medusa even come here?
I have no idea who Medusa is. No idea. But Medusa obviously wants to know how big your penis is. Okay, we are done with the show, so you can get back to your... Because South Park starts in 2 minutes. New South Park.
Jesus Christ!
You better run. Thanks, everybody. DJ Juice, even though he's over there. And Jason Stefani, the best. I'm going to have you on my show again.
Sweet.
All right. Thanks, guys. This was Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky. Thanks for listening in. Next week, Wednesdays, 9 to 10. Follow my blog, looselips.blogspot.com. All right. Thanks. If I'm trying to go, if I'm trying to go, I could be there in like 20. I'm a monk and then come running because we got to hit the road. We got to hit the road. Make sure you got a clean shirt, clean pants, new shoes. What you buy there, you choose. You can't just party on Fifth Ave tonight. And that's what I'm trying to do. What's going on? There's a party. Hope the neighbors don't mind us getting loud.